Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
All right, how's it going?
It's going good. It's been a busy day today so far. It got me running around the office with my head cut off. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
Not really.
Okay. Well, if you do develop questions as we're going along, don't hesitate to fire them at me. Have you ever done a search on Google for a plumber in this area?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen how there's a map that pops up and then there's three top recommended guys next to the map there?
Uh-huh.
That's called the Google Places placement or Google Places section. That's where we're talking about listing you.
Okay.
We had a spot that became available within our company here. We're a Google partner down in Irvine, California. And when a spot opens up, they basically will just give my reps like Tara that you were talking to there a list of the qualified plumbers. We're just looking for one of you to fill the spot. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category. So we won't be able to work with anybody else in the area that does the same services. Does that make sense?
Yeah, whatever.
No other plumbers is what we're getting at.
I hear you, bro, but, you know, I've been getting calls from a million people just like you every single day, and I'm really getting tired of it. So, and you say,
well,
no one's
plumbing
on Google, which is, what?
Oh, sorry.
Because money, bro. Everybody wants my credit card, bro, and I got, you know what I'm saying? And it's getting to the point where everybody wants money, and I call me just to help. That's all it comes down to is money, 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 and I'm just starting out. And it's like, now you're saying you're going to close it out, no more plumbers, which is like, to me, it just sounds like bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, if I call somebody else and I want to get on Google, it's just, you're trying to like, it's almost like you're telling me, oh, if you don't do this now, you're never getting on Google. That's like, you know, that's the spiel that I'm hearing right now.
Again, the position that I'm offering you is exclusive. You can go to the other sections and do Google Ads, which is pay-per-click. You could start one of those up yourself. It'd be one of the sponsored guys.
Uh-huh.
You got a pay-per-click.
Okay.
I'm not saying you can't get your business on the first page of Google. You can. You could register your business. You could sign up with an SEO company. You could call Google. You could run ads. The Google Places placements run by the Google partners like us. And we only call out when there's a spot open. So that's factual. Okay. If I fill that position with another company, I can't sign you up tomorrow. It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
It's a digital billboard, only displays three of you at a time. So I can't take someone down to put another guy up. It doesn't work like that.
So, like right now, if I click plumbers, if I Google plumbers near me, she said all these other companies, which I know, but like Diamond Plumbing, bro, I don't even think they're in business. I guess they are. I mean, I guess it came back in the area. So, like,
but obviously the reason we're reaching out to you is because the spot became available, right?
Okay.
Somebody had to have the position before.
Yeah. Okay. So when I Google plumbers near me, and Roto-Rooter comes up first, so I'm gonna come up right next to them.
Exactly. Well, there's Redwood, Roto-Rooter, and Sequoia, and they didn't actually tell us who's rotating off. Diamond, they have an organic placement, so I don't know about that crap. Organic guys, they rotate. They have like an SEO company that they pay. You know. So.
Okay.
And your top ranking organic competitor, you're already buying leads from them anyway. So you don't want an organic placement to put you up next to HomeAdvisor and 10 other guys where they're going to basically click on HomeAdvisor, pick the cheapest guy of the five guys that calls them, you know?
Yeah.
With this, we list you independently. We let people call you live. So if somebody's really having a plumbing emergency, which 9 times out of 10 it probably is, these are usually the guys that get the call. It's the Google Places guys, they just got to click your name. It calls you directly live.
Okay.
So, can you see value in that?
So that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why you would have like turn somebody away unless they really weren't making it make sense to you, you know, or actually explaining exactly where they would put you, because it's a good thing for your business. Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years.
No, I understand. I understand, but what I'm saying is that I've been getting calls from all different types of marketing companies nonstop. You know, not just a Google thing, all different types of stuff.
I gotcha. Yeah. It's probably because you signed up for HomeAdvisor and people know how that works and they kind of throw your information around. And so it's like if we could put, if you could do something like that, putting yourself on Google is going to be a lot better. And we know that because that's how they're getting the leads that they sell to you in the first place. So it's probably why they're blowing you up, you know. HomeAdvisor doesn't keep your information very safe. And we know, hey, if we could cut out your middleman, save you a bunch of money on lead fees and let people call you directly, you're a happy customer waiting to happen. It's a lot easier to make you happy coming from an experience like that than to call up a guy out of the blue that doesn't have any marketing experiences and say, hey, you know, let's have a great idea, you know. Sometimes they still go, but it's just a lot easier. So
that's no, for sure.
And obviously you're open to marketing. We know that if you invested into those other things. So it's like, okay, so looking for the help. We have the help. Call him first. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But as far as cost, we do everything month to month. So you won't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. We also provide a tracking system for the first page placement. So you'll be able to see like every lead, click, call that you're getting from us, the zip code it came from. You'll have the calls recorded in that tracking system. You could request reviews through that tracking system. So that's going to be a good tool to help us kind of establish yourself and build your reputation. And then we'll also build your website for you too. So you'll get your own .com. Like we'll actually buy a domain, do the graphic design based on what you're looking to have. And then we host it and we have that attached to your online listings.
Okay.
So normally we charge $499 for the placement for the plumbers. I'd be willing to apply a new in business credit since you're only 2 months in and already paying money towards HomeAdvisor. I can get the pricing down to $249 month to month.
Okay.
And then you'd be locked in at that rate. So it won't go back up to $499 in the future. It'll just stay $249.
Okay. And then I pay for each lead or that's what I pay is $249
Yeah. $249 is a one-time payment each month. So today, if you signed up on the 19th, your next bill won't be due until August 19th. Everything else is included in the package. There's no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, no surprises.
Okay.
It'll save you money. Like, you can blow through $250 worth of leads on HomeAdvisor in a week, you know, especially plumbing leads. You can get like five or six of them and you spend $250, you know, by cutting those guys out and listing you independently, let people call you directly. We're going to expose you to a greater volume of people at the moment that they need the search or need the service. They'll be able to contact you in real time and get real help rather than, you know, okay, let me fill out this form and wait for these guys to call me back. Usually if they're able to do that, it's not an emergency and they're usually just looking for the cheapest guy anyway. You don't even want those people. We'll save you money, get you more exposure. Sorry, my phone's going off. And, you won't have to worry about any lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So, I mean, if you compare it side by side, I'm not telling you you have to cancel HomeAdvisor, but if you just run them side by side, you'll have some pretty obvious answers on what's going to be best for your company within the first month.
Okay.
And then the stuff that we establish for you, you keep it. So like your Google business profile, your Google verification, even if you were to like leave us in the future or you decided at some point down the line it's not a good fit for you, you still have all your reviews, you still have your Google business profile. People could still look you up and see that you're Google verified and you're a legitimate plumbing contractor out here.
Okay, but then that would stay, but what? I just wouldn't be listed at the top is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. You'll fall into that like category underneath where they hit more businesses, and if you keep scrolling down, you could find those guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You just wouldn't be on the top recommended guys on the first page. So there's long-term benefit to doing this too. I mean, you can still get calls from being listed on page one, even if it's towards the bottom. Guys just prefer calling people directly in your industry. They want to talk to somebody now, see when they can get them out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it makes sense.
I mean, one service call is going to pay for it too. So, and we know that, especially at $249. So my goal, obviously we're not going to make a bunch of money if we're building you a website and getting all this stuff up and running at $249 the first month. But if it works how we intend for it to work and it turns into a long-term relationship between the two of us, then, you know, obviously, the account will become profitable at some point. And that's what Google has us here for, is to help make sure it's working for you so that way they could retain you. You'll continue to use the service each month.
Okay. But so couldn't I just call Google Direct and pay them to be at the top?
Yes, you can do Google Ads. If you call Google Direct, you pay them, they give you an ads campaign. You have to host it and run it yourself, and they charge you per click. And that's what Mike Diamond Plumbers is doing. They have a pay-per-click campaign where it says sponsored next to it.
Uh-huh.
And so those are kind of like pay-per-leads. Sometimes clicks don't turn into business. So it's like you could spend money on like 100 clicks that are just like, and they're like $1, $1.50 each or $2 sometimes depending on like the peak time of the day. It like fluctuates. And you could spend like $200-$300 on something that, you know, you're not even getting a job from. So that's why people go like, so a lot, I bet if we called Mike and we offered him Google Places placement, he'd probably take it. Cause he's like, I don't want to pay for click. I don't want to host it myself. Like you guys host it. It makes my life easier. It's going to save me money. More people are actually going with the local guys and are actually going with the Google Ads guys anyway. Cause when you run Google Ads, you could be anywhere, you know, you could be up there in Loletta or, excuse me if I pronounced that wrong, but you could be running an ad down here in Irvine in Orange County with a Google ad if you want to, you know. It doesn't mean you're actually a local business and you'll be able to get out to them in the next 30 minutes to an hour, possibly, if they need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, different ballgame. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I don't want to tell you, oh, you can't get on Google. You can. You just, after today, if we fill the Google Places spot, you can't get a Google Places placement. And there's a lot of reasons why people want that placement. And then there's other things that I could throw in for you too. This placement covers a 40-mile radius and for up to 15 different keywords. But I could also include the Bing directory submission and Apple. So if they're on the Bing search engine or if they're using Apple and Safari, you'll be in there as well. We'll do your directory submission. You'll be a top recommended option on those search results for the same keywords and same service area. And then also, we could run Facebook ads for you. If you're not running Facebook ads currently, I get a, like a credit from Meta that I could apply up to $100 on new accounts for Facebook ads. So we'll get a Facebook business page running for you and a lot up to $100 of the $249 into or directly into that ad for you. Try to generate some traffic. And then, there's also the popular directory submission of Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Amazon Alexa voice search results.
Okay.
So, I mean, really the major benefit is the first page placement. If I could approve this discounted pricing structure at $249 month to month, I mean, is this something that you could see a value in doing for your business?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Okay. I don't mean to rush you. It's just I got blown up like 3 times in the last.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you could only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 707-296-6804.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Matt's short for Matthew, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And will you cover that full 40-mile radius from your street address?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It's like a little postcard-sized envelope. It'll have your business name on it, and then there's a little 5-digit number in the back that we're going to need from you when it comes in. That's how you get that little red dot. What's the street address that I could send this to?
Street address?
Yeah.
Well, I have a P.O. box, but you need the street address, you're saying?
Yeah, I need a street address. Most guys do business from home, though, so I could hide your address for you if that's the case, or if you just don't want it.
No, that's...
But I have to send the PIN.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. It's 336 Montgomery Street in Lolita, 95551.
Okay, got it. And your license insured?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. There's a Google verification form I'm going to send you. You got to fill it out. What's your last name, Matt?
Anglin, A-N-G-L-I-N.
Okay, and then the business email address where I can send you everything in writing and the receipt?
Yeah, coast to coast, Humboldt, H-U-M-B-O-L-D-T.
Mm-hmm.
At Gmail.
Man, I haven't heard heard about Humboldt in a while. I used to go up there in my late teens, hang out with some buddies.
Yeah.
Time get in trouble.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But actually, I went to school at Sac State, and I was thinking I was going to end up working in Mountain View or San Francisco, but they sent me down here to Irvine.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of grew up around here anyway, so it helps.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, still close to family, still work down here in Orange County. It's just expensive. I kind of like being, like, my grandfather used to live in Crestline near, like, Big Bear. I like being up in the mountains, kind of, like, away from the city. I hate the city.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the city in New York, so.
Oh, geez, that's about as big as it gets. I get anxiety out there. Every time
you
oh my God. I'm like apologizing to guys, so I'm moving too slow, or I stop and look at my phone for a second. How about that? Getting bumped.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, so I have your account set up. The website is what I'm worried about, though. I could get the, do you have a logo or like pictures of maybe like before and after shots or, I don't know.
Yeah, I got a bunch of pictures.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your accountant, so you can talk to me, but I'm not the only guy that you're going to talk to, okay? We're a huge company.
Okay.
So we have guys working in each department on the fulfillment of this business profile for you. But if you want something done quickly, you can contact me there, or if you have, like, questions, comments, or concerns. And then I'm also going to send you this email address, and you could send me the logo that you have and then any photos that you want to use for, like, the website, the Facebook page, or the Google business profile.
Okay.
You got them?
In that text message here?
Yeah, I just shot them over. Yeah. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I mean hours?
Yeah.
Like
your work hours or call hours?
Yeah, I mean, call hours, I can get calls anytime, 24 hours, but...
Okay. I can leave it, like, open availability.
Work is 24 hours.
The only thing that sucks about open availability is, like, if it's, like, after 8 o'clock, you should really be getting paid, like, more for that, like emergency service, basically, type charge.
Yeah.
So I like to tell my guys, like, you could... set hours, get like set regular hours, and then we can put at the bottom like emergency services available for extra charge. So if it is after hours, you know, they still know they can call you, but it's probably going to cost a little bit more.
Okay. You can do something like that.
Okay. What kind of hours do you want me to set? Like 8 to 5 or 9 to 5? I mean, you were up at 8 o'clock today.
Eight to 6.
8 to 6. Okay. And then Monday through Friday... And then I'll go 24/7 emergency services available with extra fee. That's usually what I see from the plumbing contractors. I mean, if you're going to go out there, help somebody out at like 9 o'clock, then, you know, stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get paid more.
No, definitely.
Okay. All right, so I got the account created. We're going to want to interview you. The client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes. What they're going to do in this interview is they're going to go over, like, your keywords and service area. We have recommendations, but you have final say on everything, so you get to pick those. And then they'll go over the website as well. We'll purchase the domain and try to get an idea on how you want that to look and start working on it right away. So usually, like I said, it's usually 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. Is there a time today where we could circle back and knock it out?
Yeah, there is. Let's think.
Like, I got 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, they take lunch downstairs, and then I got 1 to 2 and 2 to 3.
Let's go, 10, 1, 1 to 2.
1 to 2? Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and they'll text you at 12 o'clock, just as a reminder, like a heads up. Okay, but I'll schedule it between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Actually, do 2 to 3. I'm sorry, do 2 to 3.
Okay. Better safe than sorry. But that is the last available slot today, so don't miss that one,
because
then we'll have to push it to Monday.
Okay.
Okay. I'll blow you up if I have to, if you're not answering your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually what I do is I'll call you first, and then I'll introduce you to the client interview technician, and then they'll come on the line and walk you through it.
Okay.
All right. And then I just got to secure your first month's payment. I'm going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. When this payment clears, you're also going to get your Google verification form to send in like your license, insurance, and everything. And then also I'll send over the login credentials for your tracking system. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $249?
I'll try a city card here, a MasterCard.
Okay. And is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Yeah, my name.
Okay, Matthew Anglin. All right, and is the billing address the same, that 336 Montgomery Street?
Yeah, it might actually be, it's not that. It should be our P.O. Box 544.
Okay, and that's also in Lolita?
Yeah.
That's crazy. My extension, and you look at that text message that I sent you, is 544. It's the same as your P.O. Box. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, what? My extension. Okay, I'm ready for you.
All right, 5424.
5424.
1814.
1814.
6994.
6994.
1657.
1657. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
February of 28.
February 28. And 3-digit code on the back?
202.
202. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you since I have you on this discounted pricing structure. If I say anything you don't understand or you don't agree to, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line, Matt. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company as a Google partner and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yeah, Coast to Coast Plumbing.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Yeah, Matthew Anglin, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Coast to Coast Plumbing today?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account that you gave me?
Yes.
Okay. It's not exactly how they said it, but that's how I say it.
Yeah. That's right.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. You know, it's more for us, especially when we're first getting your account set up. I think the only hurdles that we really ever run into at this place on a day-to-day basis is the business owner, like, being hard to get a hold of because they're business owners, right? Usually that's a good problem. Yeah. But so in the beginning, obviously try to be conscious, like, hey, I just signed up for these guys, even if it's like Wednesday next week. If you see our calls coming through, you know, it's only things that are going to help us get this set up and get it up and running as fast as possible. So try to be very responsive from calls from us. If you miss calls every now and then from your clients, that's fine. Who cares? You know, you're going to have an overflow of clients anyway, so you'll probably miss quite a few of them, but the tracking system will save their information for you to call back. We do recommend that you check the tracking system every 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. We know everything you currently have. We just don't want you duplicating anything. I try to put you in a position where you shouldn't need anything else with that directory submission that I provided.
Okay.
So, I mean, you really shouldn't need any other forms of online advertisement after this, but if you're considering it, just make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing or duplicating any listings. It causes problems on the back end. All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up with us, since we're building everything from scratch, but it is month to month. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is, if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop the billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and edit this. It's trying to charge $4.99, so I can just adjust this to $2.49, save. And then I also have to edit your subscription for future invoices. So let me delete, create, $4.99, $2.49. All right, I'm going to process the payment now in the amount of the $249. When this payment clears, you're going to receive a confirmation text message with an outline of the agreement in writing, okay? And then we'll have to have you sign off on that. Like I said, you're also going to get that Google verification form, and then you'll get your tracking system credentials. Oh,
okay.
I have to make sure I put the website in there for you, too. Oh, okay. So this notification that came back is saying insufficient funds, retry after 24 hours. Usually when it tells us to retry on an insufficient funds, it's because they're probably sending you a security message through your bank. So you have to authorize the transaction, and then I can try to process it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a client down here. He works at the Mesa Verde Country Club in Costa Mesa.
Uh-huh.
And he's just been blowing me up all morning, so I don't know what's going on. I play golf too, so that's why he's kind of like a personal friend too, so he has like my personal
friend. Yeah.
But he called me like 4 times. So I gotta see what's going on. Is it okay if I put you on a hold for a second, let you figure that out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Take your time. Okay, he's good. He's going to call him back in 10.
Yeah,
I guess one of the contractors, because they have these groundskeepers that I set them up with. It's like a landscaping company down here. And I guess they didn't show up this morning, and they're supposed to like be there before they have their tee off, I guess, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So. That's why he was blowing me up. He's like, these guys didn't show up, but he said he called them and they're on their way, but to call them back in 10 minutes. So,
I mean, I don't know. I didn't get a thing. I don't know if you want to try it again. It should work.
Okay. It could also be like if there's an error with like, it looks like it's actually trying to process it this time. Last time it just declined it real fast. Might go through. Oh, it went through. Okay. So the text will come through here in just a second. Stay on the line with me, unless you like absolutely have to go. But I just want to make sure that you get the confirmation.
Okay.
And then we have that client interview booked for 2 to 3. I appreciate you giving me a shot. The call started out, I was kind of had my hands up like, whoa, I didn't do anything to you.
Yeah.
I know.
No, yeah. I hear you. This is it. It's the last person. You're the last one getting my card because I've been getting calls nonstop.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, honestly, you won't need anything else after this because, I mean, the form's going to come through, so it'll have everything outlined that we're doing for you. I mean, there's really nothing that anybody could offer you that we're not already bringing to the table. Especially with the Google Places placements. In my opinion, they're like the best placements to have on Google. But if you do want to expand later on or like move into different areas, we could get that ads campaign or even put you into like a Google Guarantee campaign later down the line. But what I really want to do is just get your foot in the door, get this local listing up and running, start getting those clients coming in. It's still like the peak time of the year for the next couple months. And then, you know, once I see you're making good money, then we could always talk about either doing something bigger, like a prepay package that'll actually save you money over the course of the year, or doing one of those other campaigns with like Google Ads or Google Guaranteed, just to kind of expand your horizon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
The more ground you cover, the more opportunity you get. So I can't say Google Ads is bad. If you're a guy that's like, hey, I want to cover more than the 40 miles that I get with the local listing, then, you know, the only other option would be to do a Google Ads campaign. But I try to avoid adding those in or recommending those unless it's like, you know, some big wig that really needs it.
Yeah.
Yep. So this should be a good fit. I mean, at $249, the website alone, you're already getting your money's worth. And then, you know, the Facebook ads will bring some stuff in. But that first page placement on Google, I mean, we're basically handing Google the bare bones minimum. Right now to even solicit that space. They charge us $145. So as a Google partner, our company's literally making zero off of it. But Google signs our checks, so it's like I get paid either way. And as long as, you know, they're able to establish a long-term business relationship with you, then it's fine. A lot of times what was happening before they had this program is they had guys that were doing Google ads, or they were doing like working with a local SEO company and maybe paying them. And then if it wasn't working, they would just cancel it. And so Google would lose money on that. You know, they're like, okay, you know, it's kind of irritating to verify these profiles. And then these guys stop running their ads just because they don't want to spend time on it or can't spend time on it because they're running the business. So that's why they started this partner program, is now you have Google certified techs in-house that'll host your campaign, make sure it's working for you, keep the calls coming in. Because that's what you guys want at the end of the day. You just want the phone calls and the business. Yeah, so if we do our part, and then you should enjoy it, continue to use it, make your life easier, bring the money in, spend a dollar, make $10, keep spending that dollar. So that's our
for
goal.
Sure.
Yeah, but you're in the best industry for this, and you're in a good area. Plumbers are some of the most profitable. Plumbers, roofers, general contractors, these guys do really, really well. Just because your guys' conversion on each job, it's not like you're selling pizzas. You know, you guys make $100, couple bucks on every phone call.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yep. All right. So you should have three messages in there, though. Are they coming through?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's one that's really important. Well, the subscription terms is important too, but the one that says url.localsplash.google, I'm actually going to send this to you manually right now too, because I'm not seeing it in the text message queue. But this is your Google verification form. So this is where they're going to ask you for like license, insurance, business registration if you have it, photos of the workplace, work vehicle, license plate, business card. Fill it out as best you can, Matt. If you're missing anything, don't panic. There is a little box at the very bottom that says sometimes if you don't have all the information for them to verify, the only option is for us to do a three-way video call with you. So we'll actually call you with our faces.
Okay.
And we'll verify you over the phone with my rep across the street at the headquarters, and then we'll get you up and running that way. But we would rather go this route. You know, this is the first route. We only do that as like a last case scenario so that way our clients aren't falling through the cracks. But I want to make sure you know what that looks like and how to get to that form and fill it out. It usually takes my guys a couple of days to fill it out. It usually takes them like 2-3 days just to pull together all the paperwork and get them all the photos that they're asking for, but it's pretty easy.
Yeah, you're talking about the last one I just got that says yourlocalsplash.com/Google.
Yep, that one.
Form.
Yep, click that.
Okay.
And they're also going to send you the tracking system credentials here in just a second, it looks like. But click on that one, and then that's the Google verification form. So you'll see it has tabs where it says, like, upload file on what it's asking for. If you click that, it'll flip around to the camera, and you can literally just snap a picture of it. And then when you're done, at the bottom, you just hit submit, and that'll go directly to our rep over at the Google headquarters here in Irvine.
Because my wife was just doing this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Just went to Google and did all this stuff.
Like, mm-hmm. That's a regular verification. This is for your ads. So we're actually going to put a badge and a check mark on your listing when you have that Google Places placement. And any ads actually moving forward that you do, they're going to want this form right here. So if you already submit it once, you won't have to do it again, even if you do other ads later in the future. But they put a little badge and a check mark up there. It says Google verified, and that lets the potential people who are searching or potential prospects know that, you know, you're licensed, insured, you have all the stuff required by the state. They don't have to ask you that or worry about that kind of thing.
Yeah, because it's not exactly the same thing as you filled out yesterday, though.
Yeah, but it is very similar. You could do a Google verification form. It's very similar, but it's not for the ads or the placements. And Google usually doesn't rush on those ones because there's no money involved. So they just kind of like sandbag those guys and they're like, hey, we'll get to them when we get to them.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is good. Right. If we do this, she won't need to do that anymore. You guys can just discontinue this. This will be a lot faster. Once we get this form back from you, like I said, if we can't just verify it with the stuff on the form, we video call you. By this time next week, you have a site. It'll be Google verified. Facebook ads up and running. We'll be playing a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
All right. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. I'll let you work on those forms and focus on the rest of your workday. I don't know what you have planned, but then we'll circle back with you between 2 and 3, and we'll knock out the client interview, okay?
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. If you need anything, my number's in there too, Matt. So it's not like you just go talk to everybody else. You could always call into me if you need something.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. All right. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too. All right. Bye.